Track four, and we continue with the news stories. An illuminated tractor and truck parade that took place over the festive period has raised over £1,000 for charity. The event, which was the first festive light-up tractor and truck run organised by Newton Abbott Young Farmers Club, took place on Sunday, December the 29th. The festive vehicles started at Liverton, drove through Heathfield, Bubby Tracy, Chudley Knighton and King Stainton. Newton Abbott Young Farmers Club said it raised £1,180 on the night and £125 via its Just Giving page, all in aid of the Devonair Ambulance and the Royal Agricultural Benevolent Institution. The Newton Abbott Festive Tractor Run was one of the only illuminated events to take place over the Christmas period after Ken Valley Young Farmers were forced to cancel due to police safety concerns.
Deputy PCC resigns after just 5 months. Just 5 months after his controversial appointment, the Deputy Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly has resigned. Former Torbay Conservative councillor Mark Kingscote was hired by Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, Alison Hernandez last July to assist her while she dealt with leadership issues in the force. The Police and Crime Panel, which scrutinises her work, didn't back Mr. Kingscote's appointment at July's confirmation hearing. They said they formed the view that he didn't have sufficient experience, that he would be unable to work on behalf of all residents of Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, or meet the minimum requirements of the post. They recommended he shouldn't get the £59,000 a year job, but Ms. Hernandez appointed him anyway. Now, just months later, he has gone. Ms. Hernandez said in a letter to panel members that Mr. Kingscote had resigned due to personal circumstances. When selecting Mr. Kingscote in the face of the strong recommendation of the police and crime panel against the appointment, Ms. Hernandez claimed her deputy had a unique set of skills, including working with people with complex mental health needs over his 30-year career in the NHS. She said he would focus on issues such as antisocial behaviour issues in Torbay, while she concentrated on the leadership of an organisation in dire straits. At the time of Mr. Kingscote's appointment, Chief Constable Will Kerr had been suspended over allegations of serious sexual assault in Northern Ireland, which he strenuously denies. Deputy Chief Constable Jim Colwell stepped up automatically to act as Chief Constable, but then he himself was suspended in November last year over claims he misused his work phone. Both the permanent Chief Constable and the acting Chief Constable are now subjects of separate investigations by the Independent Office of Police Conduct. Mark Kingscote's role was expected to run for 12 months, with the option of extending it until 2028, when elections are next held for the Police and Crime Commissioner, which is a political appointment. Ms. Hernandez, a Conservative, was elected last year for the third time.
Mobile service restored to Moreton Hampstead. Moreton Hampstead residents can finally use their mobile phones again after a month-long outage affecting the local EE mast. Mobile signal from the mast at the Blue Barn went down on December the 7th due to a loss in electricity supply. Residents were told on December 27th that there would be no signal until the new year, as engineers had struggled to access the site with a cherry picker. Local newsagent Larry Quipper was astounded that the repairs took so long. "I cannot believe in this day and age it could not be fixed," he said. BT Group, which owns the EE brand, said repairs had been carried out last week to restore service, We're sorry for the disruption to mobile signal affecting customers in Moreton Hampstead and surrounding areas, which was caused by adverse weather conditions. Service has now been restored and we will continue to monitor performance over the coming days. Residents have been told that the delay to repairs was due to engineers struggling to access the site with a cherry picker due to hay bales being in the way. But locals argued that the hay had been moved weeks ago to enable workers to get to the mast. BT Group said it was, in fact, a limited availability of the climbing equipment they needed to complete the fix over the festive period that meant it had taken longer to get things working again. Users needing to make emergency calls on 999 would have been able to use other available mobile networks.
The demolition of a mostly derelict site in Newton Abbot has got underway. Demolition of buildings within the Bradley Mills site began on January the 6th. The demolition work is essential to release the site for redevelopment and is a great opportunity for Newton Abbot to bring a former industrial site back into use, said Teignbridge District Council. Teignbridge says it's worked to ensure any ecological impact is kept to a minimum. Residents in the local area have been contacted and advised of the works, expected noise levels and other environmental considerations. It's anticipated that the works will be completed by the end of March 2025.
Broken Leg is first moor rescue of 2025. Dartmoor Search and Rescue's Ashburton team assisted a man with a suspected broken leg in its first call-out of 2025. The team was called by Devon and Cornwall Police at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 1st, after the ambulance service requested assistance for a man with a suspected broken leg. Although the casualty was located close to a road, his location near Haytor was still difficult to access. Despite the darkness, the rain and a wind chill factor of around -2 degrees Celsius, the volunteer team members found the man quickly and set about protecting him from the elements in a shelter. The rescue team then assessed the casualty, provided pain relief and splinted the suspected broken leg before evacuating him on a stretcher to the road. The casualty then chose to arrange his own transport to hospital. A combination of him arranging his own transport and our team picking up this incident helped to relieve the pressure faced by the ambulance service on this exceptionally busy day, a Dartmoor Search and Rescue spokesperson said. The team, consisting of 26 volunteers on this call-out, was stood down at 7 p.m. Dartmoor Search and Rescue is a charity with more than 50 volunteers who respond to calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The team at Ashburton helped the emergency services with the search and rescue of lost, missing, injured and vulnerable people, including those with dementia, mental health illnesses and children. The Dartmoor rescuers based at Ashburton rely on public support and donations for 92% of their income. In 2024, the team responded to 42 incidents.